Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you the latest and greatest in nerdy news and trending nerd topics. Explicit content warning, this podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. Material on this podcast has been deemed to be vulgar, rude, or even sometimes crude. So you have been warned. What up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? What's going down, everybody?
Hi.
How's everyone doing this week? I hope everyone's awesome, stupendous, and all your life goals are coming true.
I don't care about any of that. I'm just
kidding. Whoa, Christian. No negativity.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we are joined by a resident racist, Daniel. Daniel, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, wow, great.
Great for you. We're glad to have you here, okay? All right, fine. Just don't say anything.
All right.
So we're here today to talk about the news. The latest and greatest in nerd news, boys. So
yeah, like our intro said.
Yeah. Do you have any, exciting stories?
Let me think. No.
He's got his thinking face on.
You mean done?
I guess kinda. I mean, it's not really exciting. Just I started playing World of Warcraft again.
Oh, all right. How's that going?
Bringing the ancient back from the dead, boys. It's going pretty good. I've been playing with some of my real life friends. We play together. We used to play World of Warcraft back in the day, and with the newest expansion coming soon, we wanted to start playing again, and we've been having loads of fun.
Louds
of fun. So if you guys want to play World of Warcraft with me, or you already do play, you should join the Laughing Skull realm, and yeah.
Yeah, and Daniel's been playing God of War, which just came out.
And Daniel's raising his hand, so we'll give it to Daniel.
Go on.
Yes, I recently picked up God of War for the
place. Yeah, we said that.
It's by far the most amazing game I've played so far this year. The only other game this year that could probably top it on console will be Red Dead, but we shall see. But for the time being, like, if you have a PS4, I would definitely urge you to go pick it up for a chance.
Or PC as well, but it does not come to Xbox, which is a little unfortunate. But I might pick it up for PC because I was watching some stuff on Twitch. Watching some gameplay, and it actually looks quite amazing of a game, and the graphics are really good.
like really good.
Like, some of like the cinematic cutscenes and stuff are just kind of mind blowing. I'm just like, holy crap, dude, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I just wish there was more titties involved in the game because
man, shut
titties.
The hell up.
All right, yeah, titties, dude.
So, do you have anything exciting to talk about?
Not really. I mean, just like dilemmas and stuff, but we won't get into that right now because we have this guy here. So, we'll leave that for next time. Kay. We did a thing, guys, and you might know about it if you follow us on social media or listen to our Ready Player One review, but we have merchandise on Amazon. So go to Amazon.com, click in the little search bar, type in Nerdy Boys Reviews, and buy one of our awesome television shirts. It's a t-shirt, not a television shirt. And it has us on it, our faces, so it's pretty cool.
And
fuck Jessica!
I knew it was coming. So make sure when you go to Amazon.com, go to the search bar and just search up Nerd Boys Reviews. You should see our it's a black, the picture on it is a black shirt with our logo on it. It's the same logo we used last time. It looks great, feels great. You should help support our podcast by buying us some merch or buying yourself some merch.
Do it.
Or but, your friends or family. Yeah. Buy everyone one, boys.
Your dog, your cat. Did you say something, Daniel?
I just asked if you guys had hoodies available.
Not yet.
No, we do not.
But
not
our t-shirts come in 5 different colors for men, women, and youth.
In all sizes of the variations.
Yeah, like lots of different sizes.
Yeah, so there's, I think there's black.
Black,
you know.
White, baby blue, heather blue, and heather gray. Yeah, so, yeah, boys. Those are your color choices. Anyway, we're going to get into the news.
This is the NBR News, live from the NBR in-home studios. Christian, back to you.
All right, so guys, Deadpool 2 tickets went on sale on Thursday of this past week, and don't worry, we got ours. We're fucking excited for that.
And accompanied by the final trailer.
The final trailer, boys. Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Daniel?
Obviously, seeing that you saw, I shared it from your Facebook page, but yes, I definitely watched it.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it looked even more... I think it's the best trailer that they put out. It was a lot better than the first trailer that they put out. This, I got a better impression of Domino, which I'm very excited seeing. But I thought overall this trailer
for
me was better.
He's lying to you. Don't believe his fallacies.
Yeah, Daniel, like,
his logical fallacies
about the way Domino looks for like weeks.
Just her eye.
Yeah, because it's her eye is white on a black face and not black on a white face. That's why he hates it.
No, I hate it because
this is why we refer to him
in the comics.
This is why we refer to him as our resident racist.
Yeah,
boys.
Dude, it doesn't look. Excuse me, Jesus! It doesn't look how it looks in the comics, so it can't be good.
Oh, your voice is doing a little interesting robotic thing.
Yeah, because I'm a robot, dude. Daniel, stop poking me. Anyway, but yeah, that's really cool. The trailer's awesome. Check it out, guys. And, Daniel, tell them about your this film is not yet rated rant.
All I've said is, does this include Disney?
Daniel, just talk in the mic. No, it doesn't include Disney.
Okay. For me... Like, the fact that this movie hasn't been rated yet has brought a few concerns to me that this movie might be PG-13, but I've been assured it will most certainly be rated R. So
yeah, by who, Screen Rant?
I told him it'll be rated R, because it will. It's obvious it'll be rated R. And then he said, if this movie's PG-13, I'm blaming Disney, who have zero involvement in the
right?
fucking movie. It's fucking Mickey Mouse's fault, dude.
Yeah, there's no reason that you should believe that it won't be rated R. Even in the trailer, he talks about teabagging somebody, and they actually show him like his nuts going into somebody's face.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Cable says the F word at one point.
It's gonna be rated R, Daniel. You need to just calm yourself. Just watch the damn movie, dude.
Yeah, calm your titties, dude. And Colton Haynes is gonna be returning to Arrow as a series regular for season 7. Which
dude, okay, now we actually need to catch up on Arrow.
yes, we do. And like, so I've been Legend of Tomorrow ended and it's on Netflix, so I've been catching up on that. But I had to stop because the 8th episode of the season is the 4th part of the crossover. So it's like I haven't seen the first 3 parts. Can't watch those parts of the. It's the crossover Crisis on Infinite Earths or whatever, or on Earth X. Sorry. And so, how can I watch the 4th one if I haven't seen the other 3? So, it's very frustrating.
Right. Ever since we stopped podcasting about it all, we fell behind on, like, every show.
which is what we knew would happen, because the funny thing is, this dude, Daniel, used to call me all the time, every fucking day, and I'd say, dude, I'm watching Arrow or Flash or whatever. He'd be like, you can watch those whenever, dude. And, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, we talk about it this weekend. And if I don't watch it now, we're going to get behind. We're not going to be able to talk about it. And then, you know, he'd be mad at me, and I'd tell him to call back later.
Yes.
And then,
that's all
boys?
Interesting.
We ran behind. So, yeah. Anyway, so first bit of full news. Injection comic series being adapted for TV. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one here who's read it. Injection. Have you read it? Anybody?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, I read it. The Hollywood Reporter has learned that Warren Ellis' ongoing AI comic series Injection is being adapted for television after being optioned by Universal Cable Productions. Injection, created by Ellis and illustrated by Declan Shalvey and Jordi Belair, was first published by Image Comics in 2015. The story revolves around a group of 5 highly specialized individuals who are brought together by the British government to hypothesize about the future of human culture. After discovering the results, the group decides to act on it by creating an unusual artificial intelligence using a combination of technology and shamanistic magic, which makes its way into our world. Now, the 5 eccentric geniuses dealing with the paranormal and numinous, as well as... What? dealing with the paranormal and numinous, as well as the weight of what they did to the planet. Would the injection have to deal with the corrosion and to try and save us all from a world becoming too weird to support human life? Too weird, huh? Injection is also about how loud and strange the world is getting, about the wild future and the haunted past all crashing into the present day at once. The first volume of the Injection comic book series begins with Maria Kilbride, the troubled troubleshooter for the research wing of mysterious multinational FBI, dragged from the hospital to investigate a case of a possessed laboratory in a disappearance that possibly has the hallmarks of ancient folklore. Ella Shelby and Belair previously collaborated on Marvel's Moon Knight and Castlevania. Should Injection move to... Moon Knight and Injection would become the latest small screen projection for Ellis following Netflix's Castlevania. Should Injection move to a series, Ellis is also known for writing a variety of other graphic novels, including Transmetropolitan, Trees Planetary, Gun Machine, Crooked Little Vein, and Normal. El Pantera was the author's latest collaboration with Universal Cable Productions, which was in development at the studio. Among others, Universal Cable Productions' scripted roster includes Mr. Robot, The Sinner, Unsolved, Suits, Colony, Shooter, 12 Monkeys, Channel Zero, The Magicians, Dirty John, The Royals, Umbrella Academy, and Happy. You read Trees, right? Or was it Woods?
Are they? Nah, yeah, I read Woods.
All right, they're
Woods
different.
Should be made into a television series. That'd be really good, trust me. I'm always happy to see more comic book productions being made. It makes me happy. But this is not, I would never watch the show.
Yeah, it sounds very like
boring.
It sounds like stuff that's already being done widely, you know?
Right.
So, I mean,
Daniel, what do you think?
I think if I needed something to put myself to sleep at night before I go to work, I put this on. And I'm sure as hell I'd probably be out within the first 5 minutes after putting this shit on.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, we'll definitely have to see. You know, it could be something that is good and is very interesting, but based on just that, it's hard to make a decision.
Cool. So, some DC news. Randall Park joins Aquaman cast during reshoots. The Aquaman movie is currently undergoing some additional photography ahead of its release later this year, and director James Wan has taken to Twitter to announce a new addition to the cast with Randall Park. He was in the interview, Veep, and Fresh Off the Boat, and he's going to be playing Dr. Stephen Shin. First introduced in Geoff Johns' seminal run of Aquaman, Dr. Shin is a marine biologist and friend of Aquaman's human father, leading to him even helping Aquaman learn to use his abilities as a young man. Of all the people that live in the surface, he knows the most about Atlantis and its inhabitants. Park is set to appear in Marvel Studios' film this year as well, playing Jimmy Woo in the upcoming Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. He's double-dipping, boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, reshoots are a natural part of, you know, any movie, so that's a thing. But,
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see him in this movie.
I think it's a great addition. I don't know if they had already... this is just the character. They're just adding the character into the film?
Right.
Nobody else played the part, right?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I think it's in a great addition.
Yeah, definitely.
Stephen Shin is a rather important part of Aquaman. So.
Yeah, definitely, at least recently. So, all right. More DC movie news, because, you know, we get a lot of it and then nothing ever happens. But Dwayne Johnson says Black Adam could film in 2019. Ooh. Now that the Shazam movie is midway through filming, many fans are wondering when Dwayne Johnson's promised Black Adam movie follow-up is coming from Warner Brothers and New Line. Yahoo has a new quote from Johnson. Sorry, guys. Yahoo is, like, not a very reputable fucking news site, but okay. Anyway, they have a new quote from Johnson in which he predicts that the filming on the solo villain movie could fit into his very busy dance card sometime next year. Oh, God. How do I do a rock voice? What does the rock sound like? Okay. The script came in. It's great. We're working on it, Johnson said of Black Adam. If things come together in the way we anticipate them coming together, that feels like a 2019 movie, jabroni. It's this phenomenal opportunity for us to nail the tone and make sure he's badass. Also, we have intrinsic DNA tied to a lot of other properties in DC. Can you smell that, brother?
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say brother at all?
That's no.
Hogan. Oh. But he says, can you smell that?
Yeah. No, can you smell what the Rock is cooking is exactly what he says.
Yeah. And he talks in third person. The Rock. The Rock says. Okay, anyway, guys, I'm sorry if I offended anybody with that. I'm just kidding. I'm not really sorry. Johnson previously teased a really cool surprise in terms of where we will see Black Adam being introduced. Some speculated this first appearance could come in the form of an extended cameo in Suicide Squad 2, which will go before cameras in October of 2018, if everything kind of goes according to plan, which it probably won't, under the direction of Gavin O'Connor from The Accountant, undateable creator Adam... Oh, my God. What the fuck kind of name? S-Z-T-Y-K-I-E-L. Zitkiel is currently writing the Black Adam solo film. Adam was originally part of the Shazam film before they were separated into two projects. Johnson has been attached to the role in some capacity for nearly 10 years, and though it now seems to be moving along, the project is still without a director. The Shazam movie, what? The current plans for the project are for Black Adam not to appear in the upcoming Shazam movie at all, though a previous report indicated there could be a teaser for the character as early as next year's Aquaman. Originally, Teth Adam of Kondak, Black Adam first appeared in Marvel Family No. 1 in 1945 and has gone on to be both a villain and an anti-hero throughout his history. The character has powers comparable to that of Shazam, including flight, strength, agility, lightning manipulation, as well as magic.
Okay, this article meant absolutely nothing.
No, yeah, they literally just pulled a quote
from
The Rock.
Hey, I think it's going to happen. I don't know. I have no factual evidence.
See, the problem with that's the problem with DC is, like, nothing's actually happening, so they have to, like, scrape the bottom of the barrel. They're like, dude, 5 years ago, what's his name? Jeff Johns said he likes turtles. We're going to get a turtle movie next year, boys.
Oh, talk about more DC shenanigans. Batgirl back on at Warner Brothers with Bumblebee writer. It's been 2 months since Joss Whedon resigned from his scriptwriting duties on Warner Brothers and DC Films' Batgirl movie, and while initial word was that the company was putting the project on the back burner, it seems that they've switched gears and brought some much-needed female perspective to the project. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Christina Hodson from Shut-In and Unforgettable will pen a new script involving the costume adventures of Barbara Gordon, having previously worked with the character in a Birds of Prey script. She signed on to write for Warner Brothers in November of 2016. Hodson also wrote the screenplay for this December's Transformers spinoff Bumblebee movie. Whedon previously made a statement saying, "It took me months to realize I really didn't have a story." While his initial take was said to draw inspiration from writer Gail Simeone from the New 52 run on the character, there's no indication of the new direction Hodson plans to go for. There's no indication of the new direction Hodson plans to go in for the project. No other producers are attached to the Batgirl movie, though Toby Emmerich, John Berg, and Jeff Johns were previously announced to oversee the project for the studio's Batgirl's first comic appearance in 1967 as Barbara Gordon, daughter of Commissioner James Gordon, and she later became an ally of Batman and Robin in Gotham City. She was previously portrayed as Yvonne Craig in the campy 60 Batman series, then by Alicia Silverstone as Barbara Wilson, Alfred's niece, in the equally campy 1997 flop Batman and Robin, even though I don't agree with that. She was recently voiced as Rosario Dawson, which she is so hot, in the Lego Batman movie. The character also made a CGI appearance in Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One.
You don't agree that movie was a flop? Or you think it was good?
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Well, you can enjoy it, but it still was a flop. It
didn't make money. Dude, I have my own opinions, brother.
Well, that's not an opinion. If a movie doesn't make enough money, it's a flop. Even if people liked it, you know?
That's when it becomes a cult favorite.
Shut the fuck up, guys.
But I just like to point out one thing. If the person that's writing this movie is only got like a couple movies under her belt, and then number two, she's writing a Bumblebee movie, the movie's quite fucked.
What does that mean, dude? What does that have to do with anything, Daniel?
If this was a dude, Daniel wouldn't say that. He's opposed to this because it's a woman.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Daniel still lives in like the 1950s where the woman had to make the sandwiches
for the director and writer.
Daniel's that kind of guy that would go to Subway and request that a female make his sandwich.
Absolutely, and I've already done that. But
that doesn't surprise me.
But my whole point of that was they're bringing on someone that doesn't really have that much film experience to write a big ass project like this. It would make more sense.
Not that big of a project.
Daniel, DC has made terrible, terrible superhero movies. Like, literally, they could get a fucking squirrel to write their fucking movies, and it'll be better than what they've done.
Right. I'm pretty sure we can have Nicholas pen a script, and it would be pretty good.
Yeah, our little six-year-old nephew. He would make a fucking great Batgirl movie, guys, okay?
I'm just saying. Like, I think the only reason Daniel's truly opposed to it is the way the article started with they needed a much-needed female's perspective on the matter.
Because he doesn't think females have perspectives.
They don't have opinions. They can't vote. And they're just professional sandwich makers, huh, Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah, their job is to answer the phone for the director and writer and make their sandwiches.
And have babies. You forgot to have babies.
Oh, my God.
Please stop talking. We're Lewis fucking listeners. We do not share the opinions of this racist...
Chauvinist asshole. Well, okay. Misogynist is a good word for you as well. But, yeah. I mean, look... I think that it'll be interesting to see if this lady does a good job. I haven't seen any of these other movies that she's done, and I don't care about the Bumblebee movie, if I'm honest, but not because it's a female writer, just because I don't. I mean, it'll be interesting. I love Batgirl, so it'll be good. But this is what DC should do, right?
What?
DC should go to Afghanistan, to the Bud Light factory, where camels pee in the cans for them to make their beer.
Yes.
And then... have the camel, because it's already working for Bud Light, you know, just hire the camel to write their scripts. Like,
it works.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of spitting and, like, hump jokes and stuff, but it'll be good. It'll be good. So, let's just do that.
Oh, no.
All right, so the final bit of news, boys. The Russo brothers tease Secret Wars as MCU Phase 4 possibility, with Marvel Studios event film Avengers Infinity War opening on April 27th.
Which is next week, boys.
The French site Internaut? What the fuck? What? These French bastards do... Oh,
we got some news for the Avengers.
Anyway, sorry.
Watch your mouth.
I'll beat French. Your ass. Internaut has done an interview with directors Anthony and Joe Russo, in which they were asked about possibilities for Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. While they may only be speculating, being entirely focused on the third and fourth Avengers films, they tease the possibility of a Secret Wars saga on the big screen that incorporates elements like Fantastic Four, X-Men, and more. All right. This is what Joe Russo said. We'll say that if that Fox deal goes through with Disney, there's a lot more characters to work with all of a sudden. It would be interesting to do something like Secret Wars. Is this him still?
No.
Oh, nope. Different person. Who said this?
This is nobody. This is just information.
No, this was said. No. Okay.
No, it's not.
In quotes, Marvel Superheroes Secret Wars, because that's, you know, a title, was a publishing event from 1984 to 1985 in which Marvel Comics decided to cross over all of their major heroes and villains, including the Avengers, X-Men, and Fantastic Four. It focused on a comic entity called the Beyonder.
Cosmic entity.
Sorry, cosmic. Cosmic, boys! A cosmic entity called the Beyonder, who teleports characters against their will to a planet called Battleworld, on which... said characters do battle. One major outcome of the series was the introduction of Spider-Man's black symbiote suit, which eventually morphed into Venom, originally created as a tie-in with a Mattel toy line. The series proved so popular that editor and writer Jim Shooter returned to pen a sequel titled Secret Wars 2 the next year. A nine-issue comic series from 2015 titled Secret Wars was written by Jonathan Hickman. I love you, Jonathan Hickman! And revisited the original Secret Wars while incorporating newer elements and alternate timelines of the Marvel Universe. So, yeah, The Beyonder is currently owned by Fox, I believe, as well. So, They would definitely need to have rights if they wanted to do that. But the new Secret Wars in 2015 is more likely to be the focus storyline, because this is where the Ultimate Universe and our regular Marvel Universe, Earth 616, collide and become one universe, pretty much. And it also it's really interesting, guys. Just read it.
You know, it'd actually be kind of perfect to do the 2015 run in order to explain how all of a sudden they have all these people within the universe, and like Deadpool could be the catalyst because he can break the fourth wall.
Well, yeah, that'd be interesting too. Yeah, just have him sitting there telling you all these crazy stories.
Well, I mean, he makes jokes about Thanos in his movie and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, that was one of the best parts about the trailer, was literally the line that says, "From the studio that killed Wolverine."
Yeah.
It's great. And obviously they take shots at everyone. But yeah, Secret Wars, the 2015 version, was I liked it. I don't know if a lot of people did. But pretty much what's happening is planets everywhere are colliding. Universes are colliding. And Doctor Doom pretty much stops it. He takes elements of all these different worlds, creates one whole world, pretty much one planet, and he's the god of it. God Doom wipes everyone's memories, and he rules this world. And it's really interesting. It's like,
yes.
So, and then at the end, obviously, the Beyonder's there, and Reed Richards finds out what's going on, and he becomes the new. He essentially makes sure that Earth and the Ultimate Universe are the universe, and that everything goes back to normal. And he runs that from, you know, his little recluded world with his wife and children.
And that's, sick one.
And that's how we got rid of the Fantastic Four, boys.
Yep.
So, but yeah, that is all of the news. Very exciting stuff. Daniel, what do you think of the idea of Secret Wars?
To be honest with you, I don't know much about it, but...
I just told you about
it. Well, like I said, I'm not familiar with it too much, but okay. my point is...
I could see them doing that, though.
Yeah, I agree. And it makes sense, and like especially if Fox... is acquired by Disney, if that deal actually goes through, you're going to see a lot of big changes like this coming.
Yeah. I think it's important to do it as well. So
I think one, like in another important avenue they could definitely take is, once, you know, if rights happen, is Secret Invasion. Yeah. I said from the very beginning, obviously me and Christian like realized instantly that everything was building towards, Infinity War, but I also said, based off of like kind of like what we have, they can also build towards Secret Invasion as well.
Yeah, they can do easily any number of things. I mean, it seems like the Kree and the Skrulls have been almost like, well, obviously the Skrulls are owned by Fox, but like the Kree have been like kind of like backseated to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff like that, even though, you know, we got a bit of it in Guardians, but it's like, you know, there are major things that happen with these alien species, and they obviously can't do Secret Invasion without Skrulls. But, you know, I mean, and then, you know, we've been talking about them moving in the direction of the new Avengers as well, which is what leads up to this Secret Wars event. So who knows? And I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens. We predicted this, to be honest. We predicted that if they got Fox, that they would do something like this where they combine the universes and stuff, you know? It would be an event like this. So... you know, we're pretty smart if we do say so ourselves.
Yeah. So, guys, that's all the news we got this week on here at Nerdy Balls Reviews. Make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Vero. Go visit our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Make sure you guys stop by Amazon.com and search up Nerdy Boys Reviews. Check out our new merchandise if you guys enjoy and want to help support us. Order some t-shirts for yourself, your friends, your family, your dog, your cat, anybody you want to. It's up to you. Thank
you.
Just
put it on
a
chair or something.
Just make sure when you guys buy it and you guys receive it, take a picture of yourself, take a selfie with the shirt on, and you can send it to any one of our social media sites. Like I said, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat, you know, something. It'd be awesome to get a combination of pictures of people wearing our merch, and then we could repost it. I think it'd be pretty cool. Put it on our website.
Yeah.
All of that good and dandy stuff.
And if you want to just buy a shirt
howdy doodle
to hang on your wall and you want us to sign it, you know, we can do that too.
Yeah, you could always send, you buy a shirt, send it to us, and we'll both sign it, and we'll send it back to you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Whoa.
Yeah, boys.
Lemons.
Lemons. So yeah, that's all we have for you guys this week on Nerdy Boys Reviews. As always, we
say bye, Daniel.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Everyone have a good day.
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. Dan is trying to be on his best behavior. Anyways, we're signing out. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we always leave you with one simple message, and that's stay nerdy, boys. Ching, ching, pow, pow.
Ew.